It was a little confusing for Binyamin last week when I told him it was 10 makos. And then when we did Barad, and I'm like, we're done with the parsha. He's like, there's only 7. It was a little confusing. Okay, so we know we have 7 makos in Va'era, in the final 3 in Parshas Bo. There's an unbelievable Or Chaim HaKadosh on the Esther Makos. I'm not somebody who's so makbid and reads into, the words of the Torah, which maybe we all should. But in Paro's response every single time after each Makkah and wanting it to end, it's expressing his thought on the Makkah. By Dam, he wasn't so worried. He wasn't so aggressive to end it. By Svardeya, he was very aggressive to end it. Kinim, he wasn't so aggressive. By Arov, he was very, very aggressive. By Dever and Shchin, he was not so aggressive. By Barad and Arba, he was very aggressive. By Choshech, it's mixed. At first, he wasn't so aggressive because the beginning of Choshech wasn't terrible, and then the end of Choshech was terrible. And then Makas Bechoros, he was obviously very, very aggressive. And the Or Chaim HaKadosh says that the pshat is when the Makkah was really, really bad, Paro was like, this has to end. So by the frogs being inside everybody and the wild animals, like imagine, like, you know, I know Adam could probably relate to that. I don't fairly like get pictures of like wild animals, but imagine you're walking to shul and there's lions and bears everywhere. Probably a little scarier than seeing a picture of a deer who, you know, goes wherever while you're inside. By Baro, which we, you know, we had hail yesterday in Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't pleasant. I can only imagine when it was the worst bar they ever had, it was by Arbin destroying everything, and the locusts just being, again, the Torah uses the lasha, we've never had anything like that. When you get to a point, it's so dark, you literally can't see anything, you're walking into everything, you have no control of everything, it's horrible. And obviously, with every family, somebody dying, was really, really terrible. But when it came to the blood and the lice, and the dever, and the boils, It wasn't so horrible. So Paro like, yeah, this isn't great, but okay, we can live with it. And the Or Chaim HaKadosh explains that that's really a mentality that we have. You know, we always think, oh, everything's so horrible, everything's so great. But to really put things into perspective, that no, not everything is categorized as being one or the other. It could be that, you know, it's not, you have lice, it's not good. No one wants to have lice, but it's not the worst thing in the world. You know. We were discussing last, we actually did this little game with my kids, but we were discussing like which would be really bad. And they all said like Arab would be really, really bad. Like seeing bears would be really, really scary. Like, you know, if you see a dog that's stray would be scary. You know, imagine if seeing really, really crazy animals, frogs everywhere would be really, really bad. But okay, some things are really, really bad. You gotta end this magefa, you gotta end this this travesty, and other things, you know, they're not so terrible. I sometimes think in our tefillos also, our perspective of what we're dying for. Okay, everything from gashmius and ruchnius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear and he wants to answer. But there's levels of like, no, I have to put all my might into this. This is really, really bad. This is really important. Other stuff, okay, you know, but it's not the be all end all. And you know, there is what to learn from Paro. Everyone who appears in the Torah, there is what to learn from. And to take the lessons of everything, and this is an important lesson, to really understand and prioritize and value that which is awful and that which, okay, it's not great. But Paro was masking that, you know, it's not great that there was Dam, but it's not, our world's not over with Dam. Have a good Shabbos.